Thank you for joining us, everybody. This is Second Lieutenant Joseph Goldsmith with a GuardCast hip pocket training for you. Sergeant Major Cabe is on the horn, and we are going to be discussing changes to Regulation 670-1 with South Carolina State Guard, adopted on 5 December 2022. So wearing of the uniform with South Carolina State Guard, Sergeant Major, if you would like to take over and bring us in.
All right, there are a couple of things we need to talk about, right, to sort of set the stage for this. South Carolina State Guard has adopted in its totality Army Regulation 670-1 and all of the provisions that are in DA pamphlet 670-1. We've generally adopted all of those, but South Carolina State Guard Regulation 670-1 outlines some of the changes and additions that that are required for wearing the State Guard uniform. So with that behind us, what we've just done is revised South Carolina State Guard Regulation 670-1 to include some new things. One of the new things that we've added is safety helmets. We found a need for our people wearing safety helmets on deployment sometime. So the State Guard is going to buy and issue safety helmets for all the folks in the State Guard, with a couple of exceptions, but most all of us will be receiving an orange safety helmet. And that safety helmet will be worn at the order of operational commanders. So guys, don't just go out and put your orange helmet on and wear it whatever you choose. It's got to be one of those things that's specified by the commander of whatever operation you're involved in. Again, it's a pretty big deal for us to get specialized safety equipment, and this will be coming your way real short.
Now, engineers, you're still going to be in your white helmets, and SARCOM, you're still going to be in your red. Okay, and those are conversations that I know your detachments, you already know that information. So you're not changing to orange. You're still going to be in your respective colors. As everybody else, we will have the blaze orange.
That's right. And the another important thing we need to mention about these safety helmets, guys, don't get that helmet and put all kind of cute stickers on it and take your magic marker and write slogans on it. The only stuff that can go on that helmet is your rank, your name, and reflective strips. And all of that's going to be prescribed exactly where it can be and exactly what it's going to look like. The engineers and SARCOM situation is a little bit different because they require specialized helmets and much more expensive helmets. They are wearing the helmets that are issued to them by their employer. So you're going to see that some of them will have other professional markings on them. We won't allow them to have cute stickers and things like that as professional markings. So that's the only difference that we're going to have between those two specialized units and everyone else.
So really quick, let's touch on, there was verbiage, one of the amendments that went in for 670-1 is the use of the Black Beret. Now, in the past, there has been some confusion regarding when it is proper to wear the Black Beret, myself included in that situation. You know, I had an individual tell me that I was authorized to wear the beret in OCP, and there were a few times that I did, and it was fine. But with from 2019 on, that is not the case. And you're actually not authorized to wear, as far as South Carolina State Guard is concerned, you're not authorized to wear the Black Beret in OCP. That is just for ASUs. But the specific change or the specific amendment in this version is that has become standard headgear for Honor Guard. And if you're Honor Guard, then you should already know that. And if you don't, now you do. So please make sure that you have the appropriate flash on the front of your beret, that we have the red and not the blue And that your rank, yep, there we go, perfect. And that you're a little bit higher, Sergeant Major. There we go. So if you're enlisted, oh, it was upside. If you're enlisted, you'll have your, the our DUI will be center mass on that red flash. And then if you are an officer, then your rank will go center mass as well. But again, only that specifically for Honor Guard, they now have the option between the service cap and the beret, depending on what operation that they are performing. But OCPs, no beret whatsoever. You are in your patrol cap.
That's correct. And the regulation says very clearly that if you're wearing the OCP uniform, the only headgear that is allowed outside of the safety helmet, which we just talked about, the only headgear that's allowed is the patrol cap.
A big hot topic that's been coming around a lot of state guards and state defense forces recently has been the use of the alternative uniform. There are a lot of personnel that are enlisting around the country that, for religious reasons, for, you know, whatever the reason might be, they will still wear facial hair, which majority of the time, if not all the time, excludes them from wearing combat uniform, you know, our OCPs or whatever, you know, state utilizes their ACU. So here in the state of South Carolina, the alternative uniform specification is revised as follows. Okay, black patrol or black cap, black polo, khaki pants, and boots. Now the boots can either be coyote or black, correct?
That's correct, either one.
And the coyote boots, like for example, I wear the proper 100s, and that is not a pitch for proper at all. That's just what I wear. But as long as they fall within Army regs, any boot is approved.
And the thing that you really, nobody is going to be looking real closely at the exact specifications of your boots. But what you need to be doing is wearing either black combat boots, black tactical boots, or Army Regulation 670-1 compliant coyote boots. Again, nobody is going to get down and inspect your boots as long as they're not real noticeable as being something that is outside the normality of boots.
Understood.
Cowboy boots are not going to get it, yo.
Well, I'll leave those in my closet. Sergeant Major, could you explain with specifics on wearing the rank insignia on the hat as well as on the polo?
Yeah. Talking about the hats, y'all, what we're talking about here is a plain black baseball cap. That's the cap that we're talking about for the alternate uniform. And what you're going to be doing with the rank insignia, you're going to be using the shiny rank insignia, not the subdued ones like we wear on this uniform. So these are the shiny brass ones for enlisted people and shiny silver and gold and all of that for officers. The rank insignia will be centered on the front of the baseball cap. We didn't try to come up with measurements because there will be differences in the sizes of baseball caps and that kind of thing. But make sure that it's centered horizontally and vertically on the front panel of the baseball cap, and you'll be in good shape. But make sure that you get the shiny non-subdued ones, to use military terms. And on the shirts, the same thing. We're going to use the non-subdued rank insignia on the shirt. And depending on whether you've got a two-button shirt or a three-button shirt, there's a little bit of difference. What you'll do on a two-button shirt is you'll center the rank insignia between the bottom of the bottom button and the top of the placket. The placket's that little bit of doubled up material that's right below the buttons. If you're wearing a three button shirt, It will be between the bottom button and the second button. Center the rank insignia there, and you'll be in good shape.
I know a few personnel that have name tape on the back of their black baseball caps that have been embroidered in. Is that okay? Or would they have to have go out and purchase a new cap?
That's an interesting idea. And I'm gonna sort of dodge this question.
Understood.
The military is big on uniformity.
Absolutely.
If you have a unit that is deployed somewhere, they all need to look alike. So the answer here is, if you've got one person with name tape across the back, everybody's got to have. And that is outside the regulation. Regulation doesn't call for a name tape on the back. But if everybody looks alike, probably you're not going to get a lot of blowback on it.
Okay, fair enough. So, because I know that there are some of you out there watching this that had that question, and that was one that was not prior discussed to hopping on this call. So, I did want to throw that curveball in there.
Well, it's the limiting factor here, and it's unlikely that you would have the entire battalion all have name tapes on the back. So if everybody doesn't have name tapes on the back, nobody has name tapes on the back. And that brings you back within the regulation.
Understood. And if any of you have any further questions that maybe might be specific to you or somebody that you know or somebody in your unit, comment below. And, you know, we'll see what official answers we can come up with, because maybe this might be 3 months after we've posted this video that you're just now watching this, and maybe there has been a regulation change. And if there is, hopefully we'll have another video, you know, here to handle that. But on the off chance that we don't, we could supply you with an answer if there is one for you. All right. Let's see. Moving on here. I think everything else is still basically the same. Grooming standards from the last one that we discussed, you know, everything, that's all good. I'm just scrolling through the 670-1 here. Service uniforms, I believe, is still the same. Yeah, it was just those three bullet points, correct, Sergeant Major? Yeah,
that's the sum of the changes. What we're going to try to do is, obviously, we will adopt most any changes that the feds send out. Most of the time, we're going to adopt those changes. But other than that, we will try to be flexible to whatever the situation is. But just because somebody likes a particular thing doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be adopted. But if there's good, solid reason for us to change something, send it up through the chain of command, and we'll give it a look. But I will tell you, there's not a lot of appetite for making a lot of changes. But if there's something that needs to be changed, and a real good example is the addition of the baseball cap and the addition of the rank insignia to the alternate uniforms. Those were really good, legitimate suggestions, and I sort of kicked myself because I didn't think about it myself. But folks in the 3rd Battalion thought about that. And it was a good suggestion, and we adopted it.
3rd Battalion leads the way on that one with a certain first sergeant. But all right, cool. So like I said, if anybody has any questions, you know, please comment below or find us on Facebook, reach out through there. And ask away. Please make sure, if you haven't done so already, like, subscribe, and share. We want to make sure that this information gets out there to everybody in throughout the state of South Carolina. Thank you, Sergeant Major Cabe. Always a pleasure having you on, giving this good information to all the soldiers and personnel and their families out there.
Thank you for having me.